morning, Salem. Oh, yes. Good music to get started. Get our morning going this morning. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. In the studio with me today, Josh Michaels.
Hello, hello.
Good music for the day before the inauguration as we work out the morning show and kind of transition a little bit. We're in the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock hour. And as my friends have been listening all last year, you know that I am a dose of Pollyanna. I'm a dose of bringing encouragement, bringing truth, a little bit of different perspective, bringing people on the front lines, business owners, community members, hearing their story. And I really think it got us through last year.
Yeah.
But I think as everything else, we've got to pivot, right, Josh? We got to pivot and move into where we've got to stir up what's out there and kind of get rid of the falseness of the deception. And you and I have talked about this at length, Josh, about even Q and some of these things out there that could have been a distraction. I want to get into some of that, but I want to start with this song. Okay.
First of all, I just want to say before we do this,
yes,
Q was a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not could have been or what is. It was a distraction, and we'll talk more about that.
And we may ruffle several feathers today with that, but that's what we want to get
into.
I'm excited. We're excited about the content today. I've got Josh Michaels in the studio, but I want to say this. 4 years ago today, 4 years ago, because of my relationship with Kristi Noem, who's now the governor of South Dakota, she was the representative for many years for South Dakota in Congress, I was invited to the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. And 4 years ago, I witnessed the most patriotic thing I've ever witnessed, and that was a bunch of patriots at Lincoln Memorial listening to this song live, watching the Trump family. And it was an incredible moment. And I want to share this with you, and I'm going to incorporate this in our morning show. So I want, friends, we're going to start out this morning with this song. It's Lee Greenwood singing with U.S. soldiers. He's newly released, God Bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. The men who died, who gave that right to me.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
Today,
cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Oh yeah, God bless the USA. Lean Greenwood and a bunch of U.S. soldiers, and I've shared this now on our Facebook page at KSLM Radio, if you can even access it with all the stuff that's been going on with big tech. And I encourage you, friends, I encourage you, if you have Facebook still or any social media, grab that and share it. We need a dose of reminder of why we love our country and why we are standing up for truth and why we are cutting through all the rhetoric, cutting through all the falsehood, all the things to set us off so that we can stay focused on where we need to stay focused. And there has been a lot of debate, and I'm telling you, even when I was in Mexico, Josh, I have Josh Michaels in the studio with me. He's my co-host this morning. Thank you, Josh. When I was in Mexico, I was inundated. Of course, I was away from my phone and away from email, but when I would go check, I had all of these speculative things. This is what's going to happen. Oh, I've just got the latest. And I'm telling you, from Arkansas, Texas, North Dakota, South Dakota, and it all was similar, but it was all a little off. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what the truth is. I'm unplugged right now. I don't know what to believe about this. And talk to us about that.
Okay, so if anybody's been paying attention and they haven't been having their head in the sand, they would notice just in the past, since January 6th and 7th and 8th, and after the hysteria surrounding the whole Capitol unrest nonsense, in which I was there, and we'll talk about that later. It was so beautiful leading up to that march mm-hmm. into the Capitol. I had never seen so many people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There was well over 500,000 people, probably
yes.
more. I mean, the entire streets were packed
yes.
with beautiful, smiling patriot people.
All different sizes,
all
different colors,
everything.
And probably all different political backgrounds,
yes.
too.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. And so that was great. Whatever they say on the news, we've all known. I don't know why anybody's even listening to the news still. They've been fake news. They are fake news. Fox is Fox in a foxhole. They are entrapping the conservative movement. They're hijacking it. They're a bunch of charlatans. They've stabbed everybody in the back, you know, when it comes to the Arizona election and everything else. I mean, I can go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
However, here's something to think about, and I'm not going to get into the rabbit hole of the Q movement of mm-hmm. of what may or may not be true or anything else, but here is something that is true and something that you can think about and think, something that you can talk about. After they censored the President of the United States of America on Twitter, mm-hmm. there was a massive, massive purge across the entire internet from all conservative speech, anybody with any type of election fraud questioning, anything, they were purging down to the servers.
Mm-hmm.
So with Parler, the way that they got rid of Parler is Apple just didn't remove them from their app store. Google didn't just remove them from their app store. They actually went to Amazon, in which this is a scary thought. They mm-hmm. host about 80% of the internet. Of all the content that you see is done through Amazon server systems. They've been gobbling up, getting the government contracts and everything. They host all the Pentagon servers.
Whoa.
And they host Google servers. They host so many things on the internet. And so what they did, and whomever the powers that be, whether it been Congress or the House or whoever, they went to Amazon and said, you must take these people off of your server platform, in which they paid, they were hosted, everything was good,
mm-hmm.
and they removed them from that,
mm.
which is like, it's like ripping somebody out of an apartment or a house that they own the deed for and
right.
they paid for the year.
Whoa.
It's like burning down their house
mm-hmm.
is basically kind of what happened. And so Parler was deplatformed under the speculation that possibly President Trump would have went to that.
Mm.
So he never did. He never said he was going to. He said he might, or he's going to, you know, stay tuned. Stay
mm-hmm.
tuned. It's always stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, you know, I'm never going to concede, whatever. And so there's all this speculation surrounding it, and there's just a lot of hysteria going on, especially with the lockdown in Washington right now and everything mm-hmm. else. But back to my main point, the censorship has been absolutely rampant to where they've completely purged the internet and any type of conservative, questionable, or conspiratorial thing that might have some factual basis behind it. That's gone. It's completely deplatformed. So if you are still getting information in which, think of the amount of Q garbage mm-hmm. that has been spewed out on the internet since that purge happened. Do you not think that they would have wanted that information to get out, to keep everybody sitting down and not realizing what's happening right now? And they're literally, literally trying to install a certified Communist Party Chinese agent as the president of the United States right now. And that's why they're locking down Washington, D.C. We all think it's Trump's secret plan. It's not. Jeff Sessions was supposed to be some savior. He turned out to be a charlatan. Bill Barr, terrible person. He was the one that blocked the declassification of some of Trump's stuff. He's the one that blocked Edward Snowden's pardon. He was the guy. And he was in Trump's administration. So the reality is, and this is a hard talk, and this is a hard reality that people are going to, we've all been bamboozled and we need to accept it. Stop listening to all the Q garbage that has meant to keep us sitting down and to keep us from getting upset, realizing that our country is dying right now, and it may be the end tomorrow when they install that communist agent. That will be the end of the republic.
The difficulty thing, for me, Josh, to bite that or swallow that pill that you just gave is that so many of us believe that when Trump came into power, he was really going to drain the swamp, that he was going to expose the swamp, that he was going to take every effort.
And in reality, in some cases, he absolutely did. But he also stated, if you remember, within the year of his administration, he also said, this is way bigger than we thought. This is way deeper than we thought. So we also have to think about that, too. How much can one man do if the rest of his cabinet and the rest of the people surrounding it aren't cooperating with him?
This is tough stuff, I know, friends, but this is stuff we need to talk about, because the next 48 hours is going to be critical as we do some pivoting and shifting nationally and even locally. Stay tuned. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLN. Stacey Ann and Josh Michaels hanging out on this Tuesday morning. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello. I'm Stacey Ann, and we're together on this 19th day of January 2021. And we are talking about some pretty interesting things about what's going on in our country. And maybe we've been bamboozled. Josh seems to believe we will know that we've been bamboozled. But before we get into that conversation, I do want to say thanks to Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being a morning show sponsor. And if you need any help with your insurance, whether it be personally, business, even pet insurance, Bill can help you. Give him a call, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. So, Josh, you know, you had an opportunity, and 4 years ago, I got invited, as I had said earlier in the first segment, to the inauguration. And I went to President Trump's inauguration, and I saw the multitudes of people, and I saw people of all colors, all sizes, all political affiliations, and especially those that had never been participated in political things, who had never even been to D.C., and they were excited. They were feeling hope, true hope and change, and had great conversations, and I was all over D.C. Of course, they had it blockaded, and there was safety measures and things, but at home, I was getting texts, are you okay? The media is saying there's all this rally and riots and all this opposition to Trump. Are you? I'm like, I saw one person in the crowd who had a little tiny sign opposing. That was it. And I was at the Arlington Cemetery. I went to the National Mall. I was by the White House. I was on Capitol Hill. I was all over that through the subways. I felt safe. And I was with my friend Michelle Miller, and I felt patriotic, and it was so awesome to be a part of that. Now, you shared with us that on this January 6th day when everybody came to the Capitol, you had an opportunity to go. Talk to us a little bit of what you saw in the contrast versus, again, the media versus what really you were witnessing.
Sure. So I was there. We got there a little late before Trump spoke. And I don't know how, but we kind of were just walking around. And keep in mind, we weren't walking. We were slithering because there were so many people there.
Remember that.
I mean, you got your shoulders tucked next to your body and you're just like, oh, excuse me. It's like Woodstock, you know, 69 or whatever the big one was. That's what it felt. And so we were just kind of going in there, just trying to see. They weren't letting people into the stage yet for Trump to speak. And so we were just going there to try to see stuff. And then they opened the gates. And we just happened to be right in the front of the line.
Great pictures you sent me.
Yeah, yes. So we got in right away. We got some pretty good spots. I mean, we weren't in like the VIP or anything, but we got right up to the guardrail to where we didn't have anybody in front of us. So it was really nice. And I was with a couple people from church and stuff. I mean, it was really awesome to just not just feel the energy of the crowd and meet all the people. I mean, with everybody that you meet, you're like, hey, where are you from? Where are you from? So
were they
people
all wearing
from
masks?
All over the country, no masks. I mean, there were a couple people wearing masks, whatever, but nobody was giving them a hard time or heckling them. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
They realized, just like the Q hoax, which I know you're still in the thing, but the mask is the same thing. I mean, this whole thing has been a ploy for them to rob us, basically, of all of our liberties and everything else. And so,
conditioning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you get conditioned to accept all this change, a different transition toward a different change is easier because they've already taken you off of your rock.
Right.
So that's what's happening right now, and we'll get into that a little bit more. So I go into the event, watch Trump finally comes out. He was about 15, 20 minutes late. He comes on. Don Jr. was there. Eric was there. Giuliani was there. I saw Roger Stone the day before, hung out with him. It was just a great experience. It was a great climactic end to the crazy year that we had.
Right.
And it was really fulfilling to see all the American faces and people that were there that they felt the same way. And we were all there for one reason. One, to support Trump in the election theft that occurred, and to put pressure on Congress to get those fence riding Republicans to kind of push over. If they saw, the goal was, is if they saw it, all the people there, then they would feel that political pressure to we should vote this way.
Yeah,
the reality is they were never going to vote that way. They might have verbalized it, and they planned this whole thing to censor the president off the thing, to have an excuse for all the lockdown measures and the martial law and the nonsense. Think about this. What did the unrest, quote, at the Capitol have to do with voter fraud? And how is it that something like that could base the decision off of a legal precedent with voter fraud or not? How are they able to use that as an excuse of why they're not voting for something that is irrelevant?
That is spot on.
They are so not related.
Let me ask you this question, because I think it's what I hear in the media all the time. And even with the attempt again to impeach him, you heard him firsthand, him being President Trump, talk to you firsthand. Did you get any suspect of anything that incited you or the crowd to connect the dots to going into the Capitol and doing what they did?
No, not at all. And the reality is, in which other news agents are going to tell you this, which is why I told you this radio is so important, because mm-hmm. it's still able to get truth and messages out.
Right.
It's still able to get raw content. Everything is being censored or has, who's the Apple guy?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cook.
Yeah, Cook.
As Tim Cook would put it, we're just curating information. There's never any real raw content that we allow to get through. We're curating of what we think most of our followers and viewers want to see.
Unbelievable.
So that's their way of saying we're going to pick and choose what you can and can't watch.
When we come back from this break, I want you and I to talk about some practical things we can do, and I want to break it down now. We've talked nationally, we talked about some of the stuff going on. I want to break it down to how does that affect us here in Salem, Oregon, what we can do about it, and what some active things that we can do, okay?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you said that, because our leader, Kate Brown, is rolling out with some new stuff that I want to talk to you guys about.
Okay, so we're going to keep a radio station right here, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're digging deep today. Glad to have you on board. We'll be back. Tell your friends and family to tune in. We play live online, KSLM.news. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and in the studio with me is Josh Michaels. We're going deep today, talking about some things that may ruffle up a few feathers, but if you're kind of like me, and I've been listening to all of the quote-unquote underground stuff, and everybody from all over the states that I know all these years and all the relationships, they've been saying, oh, this and this is going to happen, and I've got some inside scoop from whomever, you know, some old retired, general somewhere who's got intel somehow and giving it to the general public. And Josh, you made a really good point, you know, and everything's completely been censored off the internet, canceled, and all of that. Why is this stuff still getting through?
Correct.
And my question to you, and I'm sure the listeners are sitting there, and again, my whole thing this year, friends, hear me out clearly. Faith over fear.
Yep.
So we are not talking about this to put you in a spirit of fear or paralyze you. We are talking about this because we want to be prepared.
Yes.
And the thing that has been stolen from us through some of this disinformation on purpose is the lack of preparation.
That's right.
We've been going along to get along. We don't want confrontation. Our spirit, really, as if you're a Christian and a believer, we want to turn the other cheek, and we want to be a good community member. We're not built to cause conflict or scheme or because that's just not who we are.
But you're saying that you're not a person that goes around and is plotting and scheming in the shadows, right?
Right.
Okay, so take that as mm-hmm. you are. How is it okay that Q is able to do that? Mm-hmm. And why are we even being receptive to that? It's a non-transparent, anonymous, you know, just speculation that if you go back and you follow it, a lot of it hasn't come true. Mm. It's all a farce. It's all meant. So in the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, the KGB, when they were rolling it out, they had something called Operation Trust. Mm-hmm. And that is the same thing that they did to all the supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically got them all to sit down.
Paralyzed them. Mm-hmm.
And so think about this. We've gone 4 years. We haven't prepared. We haven't been ready. We haven't addressed all of the issues locally. We haven't established our communities. We haven't established our communications. We are totally caught flat-footed right now, to where now tomorrow they're going to be installing a Chinese communist agent named Joseph Biden. And he is a farce. He is a fraud.
He's a smokescreen.
He is the deep state. He's been in office forever. There is so much evidence, not necessarily with him directly, but his son and his family and everybody associated with it. I mean, we have him at the CFR meeting where he's literally talking about getting a attorney general fired in a different country. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he's going to withhold the $1 billion.
He admitted to it. It's public, and no one's done anything with it.
Exactly. And so that just shows you. And so Trump, years ago, he's like, you know, it's a lot worse than we planned, and it's much bigger than we thought. And there are some aspects of the Q stuff that make sense. It's their goal was... they weren't able to go through the system. They weren't able to go to trial, you know, and go through the regular system because it's so corrupt. So rather than going through the traditional courts, he's now going through the court of public opinion. And that was the whole thing surrounding the Q aspect. And there were some good aspects to it. And in theory, a lot of information has been put out. People now know that the Federal Reserve is a fraud. People now know that, you know, how deep the rabbit hole is, and, and how just because you have an R next to your name doesn't mean you're a good person. That means you're a profiteer. And so,
and you're right on that, because one of the things Trump has done is done a lot exposed, of exposing.
It's exactly, and he's exposed so much aspects of that. He's exposed voter fraud. He's exposed the FOIA request and and the corruption in the FBI and the corruption in the CIA and how they're operating and how they're literally going around people and they're going around elected officials and they're operating as such. The only thing that he's neglected on, which I think is what's biting him right now, is the big tech censorship. He did not go after Facebook correctly. He did not go after Google. That antitrust should have been put in line years ago to prevent this, because they were positioning, in which now they are, our new government. And people still are accepting to that.
Well, and that, and the,
it's crazy,
and it's worldwide. Worldwide, just adaptation or indoctrination. Because when we were in Mexico, and I said this yesterday, I was just appalled at how many people, just like here in America, are standing at the bus stop or standing in the restaurant or sitting at the restaurant table, and they've got their phones in their face. Just that addiction is so extremely, because it's our computer. It's the way we're doing work. And when they moved us all at home.
It amplified it because now what do you do? And it's all a plan. And so here's how we fight back.
Help us out, Josh.
Here's how we get your humanity back, because it's all about humanity, right? Take off your mask. Have the conflict. Just go back to your life at normal. Go outside in the morning when you drink your coffee, when you make your coffee, instead of going and jumping on the TV and in the news and whatever, go outside, smell the roses, smell the flowers, smell
go
the morning air.
Say hi to your neighbor.
Say hi to your neighbor. Do things like that. You have to reestablish your humanity because it's being robbed from you. And you know what? If you want to hang out with your kids and you got your kids there too, make sure your kids aren't getting acclimated into these things. And I know everybody's doing this distance learning. That's all a plan.
Yes.
So that is to get your kids further in depth into this technology. And they're indoctrinating them. So in the forefront, it's, doing school, doing education, but they're only doing it for 2 hours.
Right.
What are they going to do for the next 6 hours while you're at work? They're going to be looking on YouTube. They're going to be on TikTok. They're going to be doing this. They're going to be doing that. Because you have now, as the authority figure, given them the permission, hey, it's okay that you're on a device all day, right? And we've literally accepted that. And, by the way, you got to put this mask on, you know? And it's just, it's absolutely absurd. So what we need to do is, one, you need to dig deep in yourself and realize who you are as a person and where you want to go and what you want to stand for. And I really think it comes down to the mask. So here's what's happening. And people are going to say, oh, Josh, there's a new strain in Oregon. And we got to watch out. Do you know why that they are saying that there's a new strain in Oregon and all this hysteria is going on? It's because our resistance is building.
Yes, it is.
And so when you see things in the news, remember, it's not news. It's propaganda. It's meant to distract you, to disrupt whatever you're doing. So what do? We have a great event at the Capitol. Boom. It's the worst thing in the world, according to the news. And it's a bunch of white supremacist crazies, and we're walking around with torches and lighting things on fire and doing all this, when none of that happened. Everything that they say and everything that they do is to discredit and disrupt. So what's happening? We've had some very successful things happen in the past couple weeks with the mask resistance movement. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't need me to do this. You don't need anybody else. You get a couple of your friends. You go in wherever you want to go. I personally suggest don't target the small businesses. Do not target them. They have faced the worst positioning,
economic
times they have in this year. Go after the big box stores. Go after Walmart. Go after Target. Go after, you know, all the big stores that I guarantee you OSHA is not knocking on their door giving them fines.
Because they
have
big attorneys.
I know that that's not. Well, because they're scared. Or yes. They're like, oh, no, we can't touch them. That's the places you want to go. Mm-hmm. Go with your small group or large group. Organize it on your own. And with the way you organize it, get a Proton Mail. It's protonmail.com. Get Proton Mail, okay? Don't use Gmail. Don't use Facebook. Don't use Hotmail. Don't use Google. None of that. They are getting ready to strip down those mail servers mm-hmm. to where we won't be able to email each other because Google owns those mail servers. Proton's secure. It's encrypted. It's easy to set up. It's free. You can get the app on your phone, yada, yada. That's what I would do for that. And so what's happening? The mask resistance is building. People are starting to realize, hey, it's been a lot longer than 2 weeks. None of this is making sense anymore. People are wearing the same masks every day. They're creating more bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare. So we're gonna fight against it. And what's happening is that people are getting together. They had some success at Trader Joe's. They mm-hmm. went into Winco, and guess what? After that Winco event, 3 days later, one of my friends went into Winco without a mask, mm-hmm. and they didn't fight him. Mm-hmm. They had a little bit of pushback at checkout, but he successfully got his stuff. So that means we are winning yes. in that front. And that's what it really comes down to. If we can win this movement, and don't let the news scare you. Mm-mm. They're going to ramp up. So as we become more successful in this movement, they're going to ramp up more cases. Now they're coming out with, quote, a new strain, and it's this, and it's going to kill everybody, and that, blah, blah, you know. It's not a reality. They used this whole COVID thing, which is just simply a ramped up flu. They've used this to get in Joe Biden mm. and to keep things locked down, to destroy small businesses, to destroy the middle class, to destroy all of it. Look around. We've literally decapitated our entire economy.
Yes.
And look, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Voluntarily to get along, to go along, because
exactly.
we're going to flatten the curve in 2 weeks. And
so,
here we are a year later.
Exactly. And us as people, you don't need anybody or anything. You don't need money. You don't need anything to do this. But that's where the resistance really starts to resist this, is start doing things yourself. Stop shopping at Amazon. Stop shopping at Walmart. Stop shopping at Target. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to do that. Until we as a community start doing that more mm-hmm. and finding alternatives. Another thing is, and I highly, highly, highly recommend this, find a good source of water. Make sure you have great water filtration. Mm-hmm. And if you have the resource to grow your own food, even a small nursery of some mm-hmm. sort, start growing your own food, because you're going to need those commodities when they break the dollar.
All right. So we're going to move into this next segment here. We're going to talk a little bit about some events coming up and ways that you can stay engaged, ways that you can still get communication that you need. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to remind you that right now still we have our Facebook page, KSLM Radio, and you certainly can email
me, Stacy, at KSLM.news. And there's things happening in the community. We want to stay in contact with one another. And certainly, as you are alerted to things going on in the community that we need to know about. And there's some issues that we're going to do some investigating as we move into this new year. And my show, I'm real concerned about the homeless. When I came back from Mexico and seeing all the people camping along the interstate and all on the exits, and I'm thinking, what in the world? And our elected leaders, what are they doing about this? And I think that one of the action items, Josh, of Josh Michaels in the studio with me today, one of the things that we can do, and we talked about this going into break, is that we can make sure our personal responsibility, and I've been on this all year with the COVID thing, making sure that we're eating right, we're getting the vitamins, we're doing the healthy things that we can do, even though the gyms are still closed down and all of those things, most of them, some of them are opening, and I'm so proud about that. Mm-hmm. But we need to take that personal responsibility, and we need to hold those that are elected, whether they got in there falsely or got in there officially, we need to hold our feet to the fire. And I'm concerned about what's going on in the Salem City Council. I think we have a pretty good commission, but we need to stay on top of them because we need to advocate for these fire victims that are still not getting their needs met, yep. Right? So there's plenty to do right here locally, right?
Sure. And the key to this whole thing and the key to this whole movement and the resistance is these people operate a certain way. The way BLM operates, which they're now working with the Salem police, whole nother story, not going to get into that. But the way that they operate, they're all media and information driven.
Mm-hmm.
So their goal, when they come to discredit whatever you're doing, if they want to discredit a message or maybe there's some momentum happening, they want to put egg on your face mm-hmm. and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fight with you. They're not going to argue with you. Their goal is to show up, put egg on your face, and leave.
Gotcha moments, I call it.
That's what they want. Mm-hmm. And when we used to do events at the Capitol this summer, that's what the BLM guys would do. They would show up. They would create this conflict. There's a bunch of cameras around. Statesman Urinal was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get the photos. And then as soon as they had what they needed, they left.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pay attention to anything that we were saying.
Nope.
Our message was not about Trump. Our message was not about anything. Our message was open up Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
That was the message that mm-hmm. anybody with any common sense could get behind.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with anything else.
Right.
And so it just goes to show that these people are hired guns.
Yes.
Meant to disrupt. Once mm-hmm. again, they're here to disrupt. So they're going to disrupt in the three-dimensional world. They're going to disrupt in the print world.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to disrupt in the information world. That is their goal. That's the KGB CIA manuals of how they've always operated mm-hmm. is lie, disinformation,
confusion.
Discredit, confusion, everything else.
Noise.
Just like this Q stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not the way Trump operates. You got to remember, Trump is a straight shooter.
Mm.
He's very transparent, and he's always been up front with everything
yes,
in his
has.
Agenda. Why would he go around and do this cloak and dagger stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? The Democrats,
mm-hmm.
right? The deep state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this Q thing's a farce. And that's why it's important to me and for everybody else around you to start getting prepared for what's going to happen. Because here's the reality. We are stuck in this lockdown so as long as we allow it to happen.
Right.
And the longer we wait, the more they're going to get their foot on our necks.
Yeah.
The longer we wait, the more they are going to be able to have us.
And some businesses that I know that I've talked to, they can't go another 2 or 3 months
nope.
of losing more money than they're making. And it is time, friends, that we come together. And there's something on the 21st this week that's going to happen. What's going on, Josh?
Yeah, so if you go to Open Up, wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
And the exciting thing about this is it's not just locally here in Salem or in Oregon. It's across the nation.
Yes. So it's kind of a weird URL. It's openyour.biz.
Okay.
Okay. And so what this is on the 21st, there's businesses all over the country, everywhere. They are planning on opening up and just operating full capacity, no mask mandate, literally just opening up as normal. And that's the goal. And so if we can do that, then we can have some traction
mm-hmm.
and we can force these people to have to respond, which they're going to say, oh my gosh, look at all these people. So here's an interesting thing. right? They're talking about, and this is another interesting point, they're talking about the Capitol riots and this mayhem and hysteria and everything else, okay? I was there. There were no masks worn, mm-hmm. maybe in 99% of the crowd. Mm-hmm. There was probably 750,000 people there,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Conservatively, 500,000. Easy. There were so many people there. Why is it not all over the news right now of some super spreader event and how there's COVID rampant everywhere? Mm-hmm. Everybody and their mom should have COVID right now for how many people were exposed at that
right,
area.
Right.
Why are they not talking about that? Mm-hmm. Why is that not an issue?
Right.
Right? It's because people are starting to realize, one, that that whole thing's been just beaten up. That whole topic has been completely exacerbated.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares anymore. And people are starting to resist and realize this whole thing is a farce. It's meant.
So sorry to interrupt you, but we've got a little bit of time left. What is the URL one more time, the place where you can look at this, open up your business?
Open your dot biz.
And we'll
B-I-Z.
Put this on the information. We'll put it on the podcast. So you have to go to kslm.news. And to my podcast, Good Morning Salem, we'll put it on there mm-hmm. so that you can have access to it, whether
yep.
put it on Facebook, you don't know. Friends, also Freedom Celebration coming up on the 31st of January. This is going to be a one opportunity, awesome opportunity for us to come together and celebrate with you, the listener. We've got a band. We've got great speakers. We're going to honor our frontline folks and some of our elected leaders who've been true champions, and we need you there. And if there's some way that you're thinking, I want to go there, but I'm unemployed right now, or my business is not profiting or whatever, and you're needing some scholarship, there's people who've stepped up and have paid for people because they can't go, but they want others to go. So I want to encourage you to go to our website, kslm.news, and register there. Give us a call here at the studio. If you want to participate and you're not sure about going online, some people are not sure about that, and I don't blame you. You can give us a call at our office, 503-316-1220. Josh, any last thoughts before we wrap it up here?
Well, just want to say, guys, the time is now. We've already known how they're going to operate. We know how Kate Brown is just going to bleed out all these small businesses. We know that. There's a track record now. You have a history. It's never going to open. Things are never going to get back to normal until you, as a citizen of Oregon, here in Oregon, start making a stand. If you don't have all the answers, that's fine. But taking a step forward and starting to push and figure out a way we can resist all of this stuff, get creative, get with your community members, but more importantly, write down everybody's phone number
yes.
that you know. Write down everybody's email that you know. Switch over to Proton Mail. Start getting offensive on your preparation, because you can still think that Q is going to be there and everything's going to be great, but what better than to be prepared? Because the way things are looking, things are going to get real nasty real quick. And the amount of money that they've infused into this country in the past year have devalued the dollar so much. It's just unreal. So buying power is going to go down. We could be on the brink of getting into a hard recession or potentially a depression. So just prepare for that. Commodities are important. Commodities and trade and communication. That's all I have.
Thank you, Josh, for being a part of the morning show this morning, my co-host. Let's plan maybe next week for you to come back and we'll do an update, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're listening to
Lord
Reliable.
Willing.
Yeah, Lord willing. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you tuning in, friends. Get signed up for the Freedom Celebration coming up. KSLM.news. Have a fantastic Tuesday, and we'll be in touch.